with Governor Hochul recently allowing composting in New York, cremation and composting has come to the forefront of discussion again. So is cremation permitted or not? Now, modern cremation began in the 1870s in Italy. And shortly thereafter, there was a Sefer Chaim Moshe written by a Rav, I believe in Italy or Germany, who was collected 150 letters from Gedolim assuring cremation. So let's understand what is cremation and why is it usher. So the background of burial, chiyuvim, is that kvura is a mitzvah asay, because the pasuk says, kavar sik parenu, a person who is chayv mitzvah beis din and is hung, he needs to be buried. There are two sources which perhaps indicate, and is dealt with by many of these authors in the Sefer Chaim Moshe, which does perhaps indicate that perhaps cremating is permitted or under Jewish law. That would be Tosus and Chuin, which, talking about a Tumah Tara issue, says ein derech. It is not the normal way to burn a dead body, but that implies that it's not usser, it is just not the normal way to bury it. It's not the normal way to burn it, but if you would burn it, it's not forbidden. Another diuk is from the Rama, who cites Rajba, that it's permitted to put sid, some lime decomposing instrument, on a body before burial. However, those are the only two indications at all that cremation would be permitted. The rest of the sources, including the Gemara in Bava Basra, which has a story about Rav Dimi selling figs, and the Gemara has this whole discussion about whether Rav Dimi was tested, whether he was a real Talmud Chacham or not, and then Rav Dimi was insulted by one of the other Amoraim, and he goes to Rabbi Yosef to complain, and Rabbi Yosef says, just like the king just like the king of Moab will be punished for burning the bones of the king of Edom, as stated in the pasuk of Amos, so too, your Hashem will take care of your embarrassment. Rashi says, well, based on the Pesukim, what did the king of Moab do to the king of Edom? He burned his bones, says the Gemara. And Rashi explains, because burning bones is a bizayon, it was embarrassing to have your bones burned, even though it was after death, we see that this is degrading activity to burn bones. Similarly, the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a whole story about the skull of Melech Yoyakim, that it was written on it, Zos Va'ud Acheres, that he was one punishment, that his skull was lying in the streets of Yerushalayim, and another punishment will come afterwards. The Gemara has a whole story about one of the Reb Preda. He found the skull and tried to protect it, but his wife saw it and eventually burned the skull, thinking it was Reb Preda's first wife. And therefore, the Gemara says, you see from here, that burning a skull is a punishment. So, based on this, the Gesher Chaim writes that it's an Isser Chomer to burn a body. The Rajba seem to say that you're allowed to put lime, this burning a lime, on a dead body. There, it's properly using a dummy. He says this is not really a type of burning, it's just a lime which is like dirt, which anyway the body is going to be put in dirt, so that is permitted. Minute Gavriel also says it's forbidden to cremate because it causes tsar, a pain, and a takala gedola, a bad problem to the body. Sefer Simchas Ephraim as well says that it is forbidden to burn a body. That is because it prevents the mitzvah of klura, like we said. It prevents a kapara. It violates lo sullen. Perhaps he says it's chukas akam. He collects all these reasons. Maybe it's nivel hames. Maybe it's your kofar in tchias hamesim, because the body is now burned. It's not going to be able to get up by tchias hamesim. The Gesher Achayim, and also as well, he explains the Tosfos that it's in derech, it's not the normal way to be buried, to be burned, that means that it's usher to burn. So therefore that Tosfos, which thought you could perhaps make an implication, an inference, that it is able to burn a body, he says, no, that means it's usher to burn a body. Now, what about if you do, a body is cremated, can you bury the ashes? So the Gesher Chaim cites the Sefer Chai Olam, who says there is no Chiv Kfura anymore because there's no Kedusha on the ashes. And Moshe Feinstein as well, in Tshuva Yerdeya Gimel Kuf Mem Zayin, says the same as well, that you should not bury cremated ashes in a cemetery. They have no Kedusha and it's a Bizayon. It's degrading to bury it. Another question is, well, what about, is it better to be buried with an Akum, with an Yehudi, or to be cremated? Now, the Mimakim of Oshri was asked this question in the Holocaust. A person survived by becoming a non-Jew and by hiding as a non-Jew, and he was afraid that he was going to die. Should he be cremated? But should he ask to be cremated as opposed to not being buried in a Goyish cemetery? And Rav Oshri said, no, Chas v'Shalom, it's better to be buried with them because it's Ones, he has no other choice. He should not ask to be cremated. Similarly, Reb Brish in Chalkas Yaakov was asked a similar question, not related to the Holocaust, but a similar situation, and he says it's better to be buried in a non-Jewish cemetery than to ask to be cremated. We see, and again, the importance of not being cremated, and what an important the mitzvah of kavura is as well.